Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&C 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just for some context here, guys, Willie Z, Will Zarrell-Torres, a year ago won this tournament, and he started 8 strokes back. So this is a golf tournament where if you can, the birdies are going to be available. There's going to be some opportunities to be able to make up some ground here. So really, I think anybody even par, Donnie, or better, has got a pretty good still, is not far off here. So guys like Ricky Fowler, who just was all over the place yesterday here, if he can pull it back together. But it is kind of hard not to look down that list here with, you know, we're Rory and Morikawa and even Scheffler at this particular point. And don't sleep on Finau, who I believe led the field in ball striking yesterday, which is pretty important at this golf course. Man, can Finau put it together and make a run at this? So I think there are plenty of opportunities still to cash some double-digit odd tickets here in this tournament.
Talking Golf, as we welcome in the radio audience here. You're watching and listening live to The Early Line, Friday morning edition right here, Sirius XM Channel 159 on the Sports Grid Network. Joe Ranieri, Donnie Wrightside here. Just going over some odds at the FanDuel Sportsbook now. And also, one of those fun markets here that you could still bet live is the props market to be the top player from the USA. Jordan Spieth here, a 4-1 price. Scotty Scheffler, 5-1. Colin Morikawa, +650. The top continental European, which I'm invested in with John Rahm. He was the favorite yesterday. No longer the favorite. But here's the interesting point. He had a terrible round. But again, you're not facing off where you have to win the tournament. Vincent Norman is 3 under par, which means he has a 6-shot lead on John Rahm right now. But look at the price point here at the FanDuel Sportsbook. To be the top continental European, Norman is the favorite at +270. John Rahm +300 right behind him. Only 30 cents in between, which is kind of crazy. Top North American golfer, Spieth at 4-1. There are a lot of ways that you can get invested still at the FanDuel Sportsbook to have some fun. Any other angles that you might be looking at, Joe Ranieri, in this tournament with the FanDuel Sportsbook that you might jump in on?
Yeah, focus on the head-to-heads here, guys. There are some, because what's going to happen with this is that the guys that already know they're going to advance next tournament, come Saturday, if they're not really having, if they're not in jeopardy of being bounced out, there might be some opportunities to target some head-to-heads with guys who need to win to advance or need to have a good showing and guys who don't.
Here we go. A lot of money at stake, both on and off the course here. But I'm going to tell you what, we're going to shift the focus back to Major League Baseball. There was a team out in the Pacific Northwest, Joe Ranieri, that supposedly was going to be left for dead at the deadline. They are absolutely red hot. Can they make the playoffs? Find out what team that is next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Deep dive in Major League Baseball teams here. It's that time of the year. Some teams are going to make runs. Some teams are going to fall out of the playoff race, but intriguing nonetheless. Now, typically, we see Joe Ranieri and say to ourselves, okay, teams like the Angels, we're going for it. Let's add Lucas Giolito. Let's add a couple bench players. We're not selling. We are buying here. You take a look at some other teams, whether it be the Dodgers or the Philadelphia Phillies, adding some pieces to the puzzle that they hope will equate to a World Series championship. The one team, which for the past couple years doesn't really like to add on, even though their baseball team technically is still in the hunt. That one team that I teased before the break, Joe, that was the Seattle Mariners, who said, you know what? you want to buy a couple bats off us, go ahead and do that. If you want to take our closer, go ahead and do that. We don't expect much out of this team, and voila, what do you get out of the Seattle Mariners? Playing their best baseball of the season, 9-1 in their last 10 games, winners of 7 straight games, now sit at 60-52 on the season. Before we get into some of the numbers, the Seattle Mariners, to me, are very interesting here because they didn't add. They were actually sellers, which usually tells your clubhouse there's no faith from the front office. And if anybody's going back to watch the original Major League movie where the owner is just trying to shred the team so they can move them, you get the locker room upset and you go, you know what? Let's galvanize. Let's play together. Let's go out and win baseball games. That's what the Mariners are doing.
Yeah, and they also, basically what I hear there, Donnie, every time I listen to anything that comes out of them is cheap, total cheap. So, and this really done it. This really did it for me too here because Stan was asked, right? Well, would you consider Ohtani? You know, making a run at Ohtani, and his answer was, "Well, you know, we consider it, but you know, I got to tell you, we really like focusing on developing our young players." So that tells you everything that you need to know. When given the opportunity, push come to shove, of developing a bunch of guys that there's no guarantee any of them will hit, or pushing all your chips in and going getting a guy like Ohtani, of all people, who wants to stay out there, and you're trying to feed me this, like, well, we consider it. Donnie, I'd consider if you gave me $1 million. I'd consider, but you know what? I like making $12 an hour instead. I mean, what in the hell are you talking about, Seattle? They are winning, Seattle, despite all of the crap this front office has done over the last couple of years, which is trade out every closer that they would need to make any sort of postseason run, Donnie. I mean, they did it again this year. They did it the year prior. They keep pushing it, you know, kicking the ball down the field and going, next year, you know, we're playing the long game here. Well, before you know it, you're going to be back in the cellar of the American League West, and you're going to be as irrelevant as you always have been. So at one point, I would love to see the Mariners take that next step, Donnie, and push all in, because Texas has, everybody else in that division has, except for Seattle.
I'll tell you what's interesting, too, because not to say that they can actually win this division, but it's not too far-fetched to say they can make a run at it here. You take a look at the AL West odds at the FanDuel Sportsbook right now. Mariners are 11-1 price, charging up the leaderboard. The Astros +110 and the Rangers at a -130 price. And as you said, you take a look at the Rangers. They're going all in. You take a look at the Astros. They're going all in. Say what you want about the Angels, who are 250-1, by the way, to win that division. We don't think that is going to happen. But even if they can't win that division, the wild card, again, if you're 5.5 games back of the lead to try to take over in the division itself, look at the wild card. If the season ended today, the Mariners would be out of the playoffs. Those three spots are held by the Tampa Bay Rays, the Houston Astros, and the Toronto Blue Jays. But look at this. Only a game and a half back, the Seattle Mariners, which is important because, again, you don't have to win your division to get into the playoffs. They're in striking distance now.
Well, they are, but again, it's in spite of what the front office has done now over the last few years, Donnie, which is, you know, there's nothing here and now about this team. They're not looking to add to help. They're not, you know, they're giving away, we're open, you want our bats, go ahead and do it. You know, you want our best closer, yeah, go ahead and take them. Yeah, we're good, we'll get more prospects, like at some point here, while everyone else is pushing in, and I give them credit for doing what they're doing, because the reports out of that clubhouse after they traded, you know, their closer again were, it was pretty beat up there, but they're starting to win games. They have some talent there, but ultimately, Donnie, and that, is it enough? They're going to come up short. My prediction is they're going to come up short again. And then you can look back at the front office and go, thanks for all the help that you got us there at the trade deadline. Appreciate that. While, you know, Scherzer's wearing a Texas uniform, we're sitting here trying to figure out who the next prospect is that we're going to be trading for.
And by the way, head-to-head action, too, which typically in your division, you're going to play more of your division than outside of your division. Now, they did change that a little bit in Major League Baseball because they wanted more of an even schedule template across the league, but they still have a lot of games left if they want to go and take down the Astros, playing them head-to-head. If they want to take down the Rangers, playing them head-to-head. But let's take a look today on the card. No slouches coming in. Look who it is. It's the Baltimore Orioles coming to town. But here's what the difference is. Kyle Gibson's going to be on the mound for the Orioles. Luis Castillo on the mound for the Mariners. How about this? The Mariners, a minus 146 favorite here to take down the Orioles. A total that's listed at 7.5. Playoff baseball continues with the Mariners, even though we're not even through halfway in the month of August. What are you looking at today? Orioles, Mariners. And again, the Mariners, a favorite, supposed to win this game.
Yeah, no, and absolutely not. And by the way, Castillo has been a shell of himself here over the last month and a half, Donnie. Now, normally in a spot here, you would look to back Castillo at home, which has been much better splits for him. But again, there is nothing about what I've seen from him over the last month or so here. I don't know if he's running out of gas. There's something just not right about Castillo. And if I'm Baltimore, hey, listen, you should have won 2 or 3 from Houston, and you blew that. And, you know, you let them beat you there against your best closer. It happens. But if I'm Baltimore, I outplayed Houston for 2 out of 3 games there, right? We should have won at least that series there. Instead, you salvaged one, you got away with it. Now you got to go on the road. Now you got to go and take on, Seattle. And you got to keep winning games because Tampa's not going anywhere, and you know it. So I think Baltimore flexes at a big plus price here. I got no problem backing them here, Donnie, on the road here. I'm fairly certain that once again, here we are, a little bit of success, and we're getting a undervalued Baltimore team going to Seattle to take on this red-hot Mariners squad, who I believe is going to fall woefully short here when it's all said and done.
See if we have another travel lag going East Coast out to West Coast, but I think you do bring up some solid points here on Luis Castillo. When you take a look at his last 30 days in Major League Baseball, he struggled a little bit. Not a lot, 221 ISO power number, 316 weighted on base percentage, but the way you get after Luis Castillo is from the left-hand side, a 316 ISO and a 337 weighted on base percentage. Flip that over to right-handed batters over the past 30 days, he's dominated those. An 027 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 274. So if you're taking a look and say, okay, the way you get after Castillo, is from the left-hand side. Take a look at that lineup here for the Baltimore Orioles. Stacked with left-handed batters. Anticipated in the lineup today, that's Rutschman, left-hander. Gunnar Henderson, lefty. Santander, lefty. O'Hearn, lefty here, as well as Frazier and also Kalser. You're looking at a possibly 6 out of 9 batters being from the left-hand side. Now, let me talk to you about this. The game itself, right? Winners and losers. Of course, we're going to get one tonight. But do you see this as a bigger game for the Mariners to continue their winning ways or the Orioles to say, you know what? We're playing solid teams that are looking to get into the playoffs. We can't blow these late leads. And as we brought up in the 7-7, down one of their key bullpen guys. What's bigger tonight for the Orioles or the Mariners for you, Joe?
Well, the Mariners, like you said, if the season ended today, they're out. If the season ended today for Baltimore, they're in. But Baltimore, that can change in a heartbeat, and Baltimore knows it. I think Baltimore handles business and sends a message here tonight. Castillo, by the way, only 7-7 on the season.
Look at that. 7-7 on the season, 7-7 on this telecast. We got it all. More baseball next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm going for another over 2-1 price today because Fridays have treated us so kindly here with our same game parlays at the FanDuel Sportsbook. I named my 3-leg parlay today Monopoly Money. Because that's what it feels like anytime you take the Atlanta Braves, Joe Ranieri, and get after it and try to wager. As long as you don't pick Matt Olson, who always comes up with runners in scoring position, you're going to be fine because you won't get intentionally walked. Hits a solo home run yesterday, and don't even get me started. I get upset just thinking about it. But I will put my faith once again in the Atlanta Braves. Let's take a look at my Monopoly Money parlay today. It's simple, and quite frankly, it makes too much sense here. Take a look at this. Ronald Acuna, and Ozzie Albies at the top of that lineup to score a run. If we take a look, they'll be going up against Tyler McGill today, a right-handed pitcher. If we look at both Acuna and Albies, weighted on base percentages here against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days, astoundingly high, Joe Ranieri. A 476 for Ronald Acuna, a 366 for Ozzie Albies. So what makes sense here? They both get on base, and you know what I need? An RBI out of Austin Riley. Now, hear me out on this one. Austin Riley, check out these statistics here. Against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days, a 435 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 474. Now, normally, Joe, I would have said to myself, let's even extend the party and take Matt Olson. But I've been burned so many times by Matt Olson just because he doesn't get the opportunities, and it feels like they pitch to Austin Riley, even though his numbers are off the charts. So let's go Monopoly money today. Get Acuna on base, get Albies on base, get a home run by Austin Riley. We cash this ticket in the first inning and have some fun at a plus 285 price. Monopoly money, it's happening tonight, Joe. Where are you going with your action?
I am going to go the Rick Haro route. I am going south
Michigan?
Here tonight.
Oh, okay.
No. I am Rick Haro will our good friend there, the sports professor, will be at the preseason game here, I believe, tonight. I will be at the Marlins-Yankees game, which is exactly where I'm going to look here. And you've got one team battling for a wild card spot. You've got another team that sits in, correct me if I'm wrong here, Don, last place. Does that sound about right? Does that sound like a team? Oh, yeah, the Yankees. So now Luzardo's going to be going for Miami here tonight. And they're scrambling for pitchers because the Yankees pitchers are either drunk or can't get anybody out. So I'm going to go ahead after bringing in Vasquez. So I am absolutely backing the Marlins tonight to get it done. I'm also going to keep it simple and just go two team. Give me the under because I don't trust either of these lineups. But give me the Marlins at a pretty decent price here, I think, to be able to handle their business against the Yankees team, who will be lucky to score two runs.
Here we go. I mean, you want to talk about a Friday is payday here. The only problem is me and Joe can't high five till Monday once we get back together here on the early line next week. But I'm excited for the possibilities tonight. Little Monopoly money, little unders, little over. Yep. Look, man, let's get started tonight and have some fun, which means it's time to get to the previews here. There's a lot of playoff baseball, or should I say deciding some playoff baseball today on the card. That starts right away. The Guardians going to take on the Rays. That's Curry going up against Savali, newly acquired here for the Rays. A monster favorite for the Rays at a minus 220 price and a total that's listed at 8.5. But let's remind ourselves, back-to-back dubs there for the St. Louis Cardinals down in Tampa. They're looking to turn it around, but also the Guardians looking to take those good fortunes from yesterday and move them into today. Is it too much for the Guardians here with Curry on the mound? And how about this? Savali, no stranger to the Guardians here.
Well, no, right? Ironically enough, but it does feel like we have watched this Guardians team now, even in their win yesterday, Donnie. It's kind of hard to be able to score runs with this team. It's kind of hard to back anything other than unders when it comes to the Guardians. 8.5 is the total here. It's a big number for Tampa. I'm worried that Class A, I believe, saved the game yesterday.
Yeah.
So the bullpen has been worked a little bit in those close games in that series against Tampa for the Guardians. So I would give the advantage to Tampa certainly late, but I'm looking at this thing early. First five, I'm looking at the under at 4.5 here, because I do think if there's going to be runs, it's probably going to be in the second half of this battle here when maybe some of the bullpens get involved.
Let me ask you a question on this, too, because sometimes these topics do pop up that we don't get to talk about. It's not necessarily, you know, the lines of the game, but it's Savali, who came over from the Guardians. Mm-hmm. If it were up to you or your thought process, I should say, who has the advantage here? Is it Savali because he knows the lineup of what they don't like? Or is it the actual Guardians going like, yeah, we know exactly the type of pitches this guy throws and where he likes to put it? Who actually has the advantage in your mind tonight?
He was taken third round by the Guardians in 2016. So it's really the only club he's ever known. And now he gets traded by them. So I do think there it's going to be a little emotional for him here. But I do think the advantage is going to be with the Guardians hitters who probably have the scouting report, know the guy, know his tendencies. You know, they've got to play defense behind him when he pitched, right? So they have a pretty good idea of how he works and where he works. So I would give the slight advantage to the hitters. But from an emotional perspective, the edge has got to go to him there in Tampa.
No actual lines up on the FanDuel Sportsbook for this next game. But the reason why we brought it up here is, again, you're looking at the Minnesota Twins fighting for a playoff spot, trying to win their division, the AL Central. You take a look at the Philadelphia Phillies, red hot on fire, trying to keep that number one playoff wild card spot in their advantage here. But take a look at the pitchers on the mound. Last time, Christopher Sanchez got lit up from the Kansas City Royals, who basically have started hitting the baseball all of a sudden in the month of August. Dallas Keuchel seemed like he has endless teams he's pitching for, and also not the overpowering pitcher that you might expect from Dallas Keuchel 10 years ago and a strikeout maven. Once we get lines up on this, is the only thing we really look at is like, yeah, I think runs are going to be in the equation tonight in Philadelphia?
I thought that was going to be the situation when he pitched, for the first time the other day, Donnie. I mean, and he actually wasn't bad. I mean, believe it or not, the old crafty lefty here. Mm-hmm. Boy, you want to talk about highway robbery. That guy got a bag and just took off. But he is, he's had actually, believe it or not, he's had a pretty good career against Philadelphia, which I found shocking. He's got like a 2.6 ERA, 5 career starts, 2-2, but that's when he was actually halfway decent. I don't know. I am so out of my mind with how bad Philadelphia was against Corbin yesterday, that nothing leads me to believe, based upon that performance, that they're going to be able to take advantage of a dude throwing 78 miles an hour here tonight there. That worries me a little bit, Donnie. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, it's interesting. And again, we don't have any lines up yet, so check in, because the pitchers technically aren't confirmed just yet. But the Phillies going with that 6-man rotation. It is Sanchez's look, and also we'll wait for Dallas Keuchel. And then we'll see if Bryce Harper is in the lineup tonight for the Philadelphia Phillies, as we brought up earlier in the telecast, that he is having some back spasm issues. Let's take a look. Chicago Cubs, Toronto Blue Jays. Again, more playoff aspirations for both of these teams. Maybe looking towards that wild card, or maybe sneaking into that division title here for the Chicago Cubs. If we look at the game tonight, it's Assad on the mound for the Cubs, and it's Berríos on the mound here for the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays are at home and a heavy favorite of a -162 price and a total of 9. Struggling at the plate a little bit yesterday were the Toronto Blue Jays. We'll see if they bounce back today, but that Chicago Cubs lineup, certainly over the past month in Major League Baseball, Joe, not struggling at the plate. Who has the advantage, and maybe is it the Chicago Cubs that you take at a +136 price today?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Assad, I believe, is going for the Cubs.
Yes.
Smiley has been relegated to the bullpen. yikes.
No surprise.
So, which is good, though, because he would be facing nothing but right-handed monster hitters here, which wouldn't be great for him. So they're going to throw out Assad in this one here. We'll see how it goes. The good news for the Cubs is I believe Stroman's on his way back. Berríos has been very good this year, Donnie. I'm sure you got the numbers in front of you, but he's been better at home at the Rogers Center than he has been on the road here. So, listen, I think it's advantage Toronto in this one here for sure. However, the Cubs coming off a off day, right? And we talked about the Blue Jays having to be in another battle in a one-run game there with the Guardians. So, I think it's advantage Cubs here, and at a, what, +135, 140 is what it opened up at. I would give the advantage to the Cubs here, who is a little more well-rested. Don't like those teams coming home after a tough, grueling series on the road here. So I'm looking to back the Cubs in this one.
By the way, if you're looking at the back to Cubs, as we said, one of the hottest teams at the plate in Major League Baseball over the past month against right-handed pitching. They've certainly done some destruction. The bottom of the lineup, Yan Gomes and Nick Madrigal, 317 weighted on base percentage and a 313. That's the lower end of the spectrum. You want to be around that 320 range. They just miss it. But everybody else in that lineup, take a look at this. Talkman, 447. Horner, 429. Happ, 343. Bellinger, 519. Swanson, 436. Condelario, 463. Morel, 344. Do you see what we're getting at here? Sometimes you could just overpower the opponent. We'll see what happens tonight with Jose Berríos on the mound against that potent Cubs lineup. A lot more talk, which includes the Braves and the Mets. If you'd have said at the beginning of the year, this is going to be a monster series, technically it's not anymore, but we'll review it anyway. Coming up next right here on The Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
More Major League Baseball here on a Friday. The preview continues right here on The Early Line. Joe Ranieri and Donnie Wrightside, SiriusXM channel 159. Let's take a look, and how about this? It's the Tigers and the Red Sox. You say to yourself, yeah, Tigers probably out of the playoff picture, and rightfully so. Scooble's going to be on the mound. They're a plus 134 dog today. But how about this? A name that we haven't heard, Joe Ranieri, in quite some time. The Boston Red Sox expected pitcher to be on the mound tonight, one Chris Sale. And they're a minus 158 favorite and a total of 9.5 here at the FanDuel Sportsbook. If we take a look at weather conditions, 76 degrees, wind blowing out to right field. But the question is going to be, what are we actually going to get out of Chris Sale tonight?
The answer is it doesn't matter. The Tigers on a three-game winning streak here, I think, are rolling a little bit now, starting to build up a little bit of confidence. And if we're just going head-to-head, and I wouldn't look to get bullpens involved in this game here, Donnie, with any bet, given the fact that I believe they had their setup man is on the bereavement list. He's on leave there. I believe their closer also, Alex Lang, I believe he's kind of been benched because he doesn't know where the ball is going. So the bullpen for Detroit is a little suspect here right now. Not that Boston's isn't. But ultimately, I think this comes down to who do I trust more, Scooble or Chris Sale? And the answer is, without a doubt, I trust Scooble more than Chris Sale, given the fact that we have no idea what he is going to be bringing to the table. And couple that with a nice plus money price here, I'll take Detroit in the first five to have this lead here heading into the latter half of the game.
And by the way, when you take a look at the lineup, I always like the Boston Red Sox here when they go to get the lineup against a right-handed pitcher that's not very good because their ability to throw left-handed batters at them, not really the case. And also from a Boston Red Sox standpoint here, you line him up against Scooble, who has been dominant against left-handed batters, and he has done quite well on the season. Take a look at this. 92 batters he's faced from the right side, a 126 ISO and a 297 weighted on base percentage. But looking at that Boston Red Sox lineup tonight, if we just take a look at the last month in Major League Baseball against left-handed pitchers, they haven't done that well. Ref Snyder, positive. Devers, positive. Wong, positive. Everybody else, terrible weighted on base percentages here against lefties. So we'll see, lefty versus lefty tonight, who has that advantage. But the Boston Red Sox, currently in the odds market, do have that advantage. Let's take a look at a game we teased before the break, which is the Braves and the Mets in New York. This was supposed to be a monster series, but no longer the case. Charlie Morton will be on the mound here for the Braves at a minus 186 price and a total that's listed at 9.5. McGill will be on the mound for the Mets. Same game parlay. I went to this game because why? It's the Atlanta Braves. That's all you need to know. Heavy favorites tonight in Citi Field. How does it work out for you in this one, Joe?
Well, we're talking about an Atlanta Braves team that has lost four of its last six games here, Donnie. So it may be the quietest four out of six losses that we have seen in a long, long time here for the Atlanta Braves. I mean, hey, at some point they had, you know, they can't win everything. Although Matt Olson, I think, hit his 40th bomb there yesterday. Yeah. Now, you know, coming in and absolutely rolling. Charlie Morton, been there and done that, going up against McGill. Listen, the fact that the Braves are under a $2 favorite here is kind of shocking. But what about the Mets? Do we think we can trust here I don't think we can, to tell you quite honestly here, but this is part of a, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're done. This is like a 10 or 11 game road trip for Atlanta. It feels like it's been forever since they've actually been home here, and here they are. It has not been a great run for them, but nothing about the Mets wants me to back them. The only way I would look here is I do think the Bats will have some success, and I am expecting them to score a few runs. So give me the team total over for Atlanta here.
I'm with you on that, and actually on both sides. When we take a look at that Braves lineup, it's potent all the way through, but sometimes you take a look at that New York Mets team and say, you know what, you just get caught up in how poor they are this season overall, but the chances to do some damage maybe tonight. Look, Morton's a veteran pitcher, a solid guy there, but if you're taking a look at the first seven guys in that lineup that we anticipate for the New York Mets tonight, ISO power numbers, again, you want those around 170 or higher. Nimmo, Alvarez, Lindor, Alonso, McNeil, and Amonte all at that average or higher. So maybe we get runs on the total. And also keep in mind, 81 degrees at first pitch, wind blowing out to right field tonight at Citi. Maybe we get runs overall as well. But I think I'm with you. Obviously, the catalyst is typically the Atlanta Braves. I think they'll be that tonight. That's why I went there in my same game parlay. So we'll see how it turns out. But I do think runs certainly will be on the horizon. The battle of Missouri, two teams not going to the playoffs here in 2023, the St. Louis Cardinals and the Kansas City Royals. Coleman versus Wainwright, a minus 120 favorite here for the Cardinals. But I think you'll like this best. We're not at Coors. We're not at Great American Ballpark. The total in this game at the FanDuel Sportsbook, in 11, Joe. How about that?
Yeah. So Wainwright, who at 58 years old, even in his prime, Donnie, was never a guy you wanted to back on the road. He was always much more dominant and much more effective at Busch than he ever was here on the road. And yet here he is. In another, I'm assuming, hot and humid evening there in Kansas City, shall we say, there at a Kauffman. And I believe the way Kansas City's been swinging the bat, Donnie, and they have been crushing the ball here over the last month, I don't know how we're not getting runs in this game. And kudos to St. Louis, who you know, went on a road to Tampa Bay and handled their business there. And, you know, if they can continue to chip in, which I think they will be here, I don't know how we're not going up and over this. So, I mean, team totals over, game over. I do think this is going to be a wild one. Should be maybe one of the more entertaining games on the card, even though these teams are going nowhere quick.
Exactly. Two bad pitchers. And also, again, the Kansas City lineup, which for so much of the season has been maligned, actually coming to life here. So some power in that lineup should be able to help. And again, licking your chops going up against Adam Wainwright. It's now or never for the Los Angeles Angels. They're going on the road against a team that you probably wouldn't want to face at this point right now. That's the Houston Astros. And why tonight? Look at this. Verlander going to make his debut for the Houston Astros, a minus 200 favorite here. He'll be at home versus the Angels. Reed Detmers, they're a plus 168 dog, a total listed at 8.5. Verlander, all the good vibes back in Houston. He takes the mound. Easy victory for the Astros. Or how about this? Maybe three wins in a row for the Angels.
Yeah, listen, I like Detmers. I do. And, you know, Verlander looking to find, I thought he pitched great against the Yankees. Just unfortunately, I think it was, what, a couple of solo home runs? And that was the difference in that game for Houston. But he was certainly sharp, and you would take that any day of the week if you're the Astros. Now he's going up against an Angels team. He will be at home. I think the total is a little high. I like Reed Detmers here, Donnie, and I think he's actually he's had some bad luck early on in the season here, but he's got all the stuff here to be a really damn good, you know, top end of the rotation kind of guy. So 4.5 is the total in the first five. You know, they're expecting runs. I'm not so sure that we don't get a nice little pitching battle early on in this game. So I'm looking to go under early, and maybe eventually when the bullpens get involved, we do get some fireworks.
I'm telling you right now that the interesting part about this is the Astros bats have really come alive, particularly here against left-handed pitching over the past month. Take a look at some of these weighted on base percentages here of the guys that we expect to be in the lineup. Altuve, 529, Alvarez, 485, Tucker, 468, McCormick, 583, Pena, 344, Meyer, 645, and even Martin Maldonado through 19 at-bats against lefties over the past month, a 402. So some impressive numbers coming through on those Houston Astros. But as we said, it is now or never for the Angels. You got to start making some hay. And it's not as if you're playing the Royals or the Cardinals tonight. You're taking on Verlander in his own building in his debut with the Astros. We'll see how that works if it does work out in their favor. Padres and the Diamondbacks here. Now or never for the Padres. And my wager here on their future, they're going to take on the Diamondbacks. And statistically, they should have the advantage. Why? Blake Snell's going to take the mound for the Padres, going up against Ryan Nelson, a minus 164 for the Padres, who have lost, I believe, four straight games now, and a total that's listed at 9. Two teams technically vying for that final spot, but neither one of them has actually shown up, it feels like, in 2 weeks.
So let me, I just want to make sure I get this quote correct. Juan Soto said after that loss on Wednesday, quote, we just give up. and he was referring to this team's inability when they get down to be able to show any moxie and try and come back here. And so if Soto is saying that, my goodness. And this came after what? The 6-1 beatdown by the Mariners there who swept them a couple of days ago. Yu Darvish couldn't get it done. You know, some dude named Hancock made them look stupid. How in the world are we backing this team? I know you're holding a ticket, but tell me how, with any good conscience, you're backing this team here.
Now, also, let's play this one out, too, because, I mean, Soto's right. Like, their payroll is like the Athletics, you know, a bunch of double-A players on that team. There's no superstars getting paid, like Tatis, Soto, Machado, Bogarts, Cronenworth, Troy. They don't have a great rotation, right? All young guys looking to try to make their way. No, that's not the case. It feels like the Padres better get it together and get it together quickly here. But that is an interesting quote by saying, yeah, you know, when it's 1-1, we just don't think we can win these baseball games with all these superstars. That could be as damaging as actually their play on the field when you think about it here. Let's keep it moving. Hey, discount time. You ready for that? You know, we like, you know, Amazon Prime days, so to speak here. Like to go to the store, little Kohl's cash. How about that tonight? Little Kohl's cash here on the Dodgers. Why? Hey, man. Only minus 320 tonight. That's a bargain from the minus 405s that we saw last night. Lance Lynn, Austin Gomber, monster favorite again. And if we're going to the infomercials that play overnight, Joe Ranieri, tell us why you shouldn't be probably taking the minus 320 prices here.
Oh, I don't think you can, although maybe in this spot you want to avoid it altogether because it is Austin Gomber after
it's
all.
True.
I would say 8.5 seemed a little bit low. I do think runs can happen in this game here, and I would not at all be shocked if 7 or 8 of them alone come from the Dodgers. So I would certainly be looking to hone in and say, nice bounce back at the plate. It was a tough spot for them yesterday coming off the road trip and then playing that first game at home. But I do think they'll be more adjusted here tonight, and runs off of Gomber are coming. Give me all the team total overs here.
Oh, I like that. Freddie Freeman, you know he's going yard tonight. Doesn't matter, left-handed pitcher, right-handed pitcher. He knows what the deal is. By the way, there's a big game going on in San Francisco tonight. That's the Rangers and the Giants. Ooh. Basically a pick-em, a minus 112 price here on the Rangers, a total of 8. The Giants fighting for the wild card spot. The Rangers looking to win their division. Quick analysis on this one, Joe. What do you got?
I'm going the dog. Give me the Giants at home to get to Gray and get it done in this first game of the weekend series.
There you go. Can't wait to see it happen. A football Friday, Major League Baseball in full swing. All the topics you needed, I believe we touched on here on the early line. Now, Joe Ranieri is going to get rested up over the weekend. Why? He'll be back on Monday and Tuesday next week on the early line as well. But for me, I got Listen Up coming up next year, prepping the board for the weekend and also what we did see. Because quite frankly, Joe Ranieri, last night, C.J. Stroud played in his first NFL appearance through a bad interception. But I'm going to tell you next. Don't panic here. We've seen this before. It's a vanilla scheme here. We'll get it together. Calm down. Listen Up's coming up next. Joe Ranieri's taking off till Monday. It's what happens here on the early line. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Final segment of the week. Yes. Boy, what an action-packed week we had here on the Early Line, SiriusXM Channel 159 Sports Grid Network, and all week long, both myself and Joe Ranieri powering through to set the table as always. Coming up next, don't go anywhere. It's the morning after. They'll take you through to the rest of your Sports Grid programming, which it is a football Friday here on the networks. Got to talk about a doubleheader last night, and in just a few moments, I am going to bring up C.J. Stroud, but also let's keep in mind, full slate tonight in Major League Baseball and the NFL. Nice little slate on Saturday in Major League Baseball along with football. And again on Sunday, a couple games there as well, all the way through. And by the way, it's a couple of afternoon games even on a Saturday in the National Football League, something that we can all watch and wait for. We're right around 2 weeks away from the start of the college football season. So, yes, it feels like the coronation today of a Football Friday here on the Sports Grid Network. Hit a little World Cup action here as we take a look. And also a deep dive on the Mariners, a team that was supposed to be left for dead at the trade deadline, now making moves and can take down possibly the Baltimore Orioles in a series this weekend. Can't wait to watch that one play out. But let's shift it over to the gridiron here in the focus on C.J. Stroud, superstar quarterback, number two overall draft pick. Didn't play all that well last night, but stop the press. It's okay. Listen up. Two for four, 13 yards, and an interception. Quite frankly, a really bad interception. This wasn't one of those like, hey, you know what? I threw it up down the sideline, one-on-one play. My wideout didn't make the play. The defensive back made a better play. It was an interception, and so be it. But it's okay. I talked about it earlier in the show. Peyton Manning had his struggles in his rookie year. Troy Aikman, as Joe brought up, didn't have, you know, very good first few seasons here in the NFL. And also, there's a massive learning curve. But the one I do like the best this year is, again, I like to be the ultimate hater at times. Like, this is why you can't take an Ohio State quarterback high in the draft, because they don't run a professional style offense. If there was any guy that was going to actually absolutely buck that trend, you know who that was going to be? It's going to be C.J. Stroud. He'll be just fine in the NFL. Let him work his way through. And this year is not about wins for the Houston Texans. It's about, can they get C.J. Stroud up to that franchise mentality over the next 10 to 15 years? I believe they will. We're not stressing out one bit. Now, what you can do, don't stress. Don't change the channel. Keep it right here. The morning after, coming up next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.